Hey, Ritzy.
Hey, Carmine. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I am great.
What's going on?
We're on our way to Mix.
Sweet. And you sold out recently. Congratulations.
We sold out early, yeah. So for Mix 09, people better not wait. Register.
Yeah.
Yes. So what are we doing?
We're in Building 42.
Yes, we're in DevDiv. Yeah. And we are today talking to Megan Perez, who is the technical assistant for Soma.
All right.
I'm not going to try and say Soma's last name. Soma
Cigar.
Soma's last name, I think. Oh. There's an S dot, and I can't pronounce the S.
He's like Cher or something, one name. I love it.
It's a great name, though, Soma.
I love it.
Did you ever read Brave New World?
Yes, I did, of course.
That was the drug people took to just feel wonderful.
Atlas Shrugged.
It's a great name.
Ayn Rand. So anyway, Soma, who's been on Channel 9 several times,
yes.
And in fact, most recently...
Big fan of ours.
Yes, big fan of ours and vice versa. Most recently for the launch video that he did, mm-hmm. He's the vice president of the .NET developer platform, the whole developer division.
Yep. Yeah.
And so Megan supports him from a technical assistant perspective, which is TA for short in the company. But what does that really mean? What does a TA do?
It all depends on the TA supporting the different exec. I've seen a lot of different TAs do a lot of different roles. A lot of what I do is I interact with a lot of people within the organization and mainly on a technical level, figuring out what we're doing with different products, brief Soma on what's going on, look at other areas that we're looking into and maybe figure out what's going on with the technology and help him understand that a little bit more. Also, when people are presenting to Soma, I can go out and look at their information ahead of time, make sure that they know what he wants to hear so that, you know, that the meeting's as productive as possible.
Wow.
And then a lot of other random stuff.
So, I mean, it sounds like you have to be on top from a technical perspective of a lot of different technologies and products, not just one.
Yeah, I try to stay on top of a lot of things and then have a lot of contacts mm-hmm. of people who know what's going on and know who I can ping and who has the deepest information, because I'm not going to know everything, and I don't know that I could. So, you know, it's a lot about networking, figuring out who to talk to get the right information.
Very cool. So then what's your background? Are you a former developer?
Yes, I was. I started at Microsoft in 99 as a developer on the Visual Studio platform. And then I was a development lead, and I ran a couple of different teams within that area. So I've been in Visual Studio for 9 years. In June, it'll be 9 years straight out of college.
Wow. So you majored in computer science?
Computer engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did also two internships also within DevDiv while I was in college.
I see. So how long did you know, since you were a little girl, that you really loved computers and wanted to get involved with that, or?
My mom was the coordinator of the math and computer science department of a high school. And so when I was a freshman or probably even in eighth grade, she started pushing me into looking at computer science courses, and I took a bunch while I was in high school and had a really great teacher who actually ran the... He helped write some of the questions for the AP tests mm-hmm. for computer science. And so I started in high school, and it was something that I enjoyed and was good at, so I continued that through college.
Hmm. And so because of the job that your mom had, for you as a girl, was it just natural and normal, or...?
Yeah, she definitely pushed it because, you know, we needed women in math and computers. But then after that, it was, yeah, it's just always been normal.
Wow, very cool. So do you miss actually developing, or are you glad you've moved away from that and on to other things?
I miss it a little bit. There's, you know, as a lead, there was a lot of times where I couldn't get in developing myself as much there anyway. The past year that I've been doing this job, it's been very different. I haven't triaged a bug. I haven't, you know... looked at a bug bash. I haven't, you know, looked at all of those things. And so that's been very different. And I traditionally look at one of these type of roles as something you do only for a couple of years and then get back into a product role. So at some point, I definitely want to get back. But for right now, it's a little bit nice.
Cool. So what's your favorite thing about this job?
A lot of the exposure I'm seeing to the overall business. As part of a team, there was a lot that I saw of what was going on in our world, looked at the customers, and I knew my customer very well. But as part of this role, I've seen a lot more with the framework side as well, what we're doing with Silverlight, what we're doing with the .NET framework, what we're doing with the tools, what we're doing with our ALM space, and really seeing, you know, the broader business and how we're and how we're trying to help customers that way.
That's very cool.
Excellent. So you're an individual contributor then as a TA?
Yes, I am.
So you're sort of like a bishop on a chess piece, fly across low on the radar, but powerful. So do you give feedback like back to product leads? So you have the lead developer, the development manager, and the program manager that are thinking up features, right? Mm-hmm. And I know you have a lot of creative people here. What role do you play in sort of saying, like, do you interact with them at that level?
Not really at the feature level at this point. There, of course, except for my old team, I tend to, there's pieces that I really hold on to of things that I, you know, still really enjoy understanding more about and what direction they're headed. Mm-hmm. It tends to be more at a high level of making sure we're tooling all of the right pieces of frameworks across Microsoft, not just things that are coming out of our division. Making sure we're staying ahead of the curve on any of our platforms, like Office, like Windows, like Windows Live, and making sure that those are all that the developer experience is right for all of those different kind of platforms.
Cool. Then you feed that back into Sanjay, into not Sanjay. That was our VP, Soma.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Soma a lot, and so I really want to know, is he as nice as he seems?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's got to be
the nicest guys I've ever met.
So what's he about to get? He really
absolutely
is.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's very, very nice. Very caring.
Yeah.
He's a very good guy to work for.
That's very cool. And so in your role as TA, do you feel like you have influence over some of the decisions that these people are making about these technologies?
I do. I feel like I can give input. I know that, you know, Soma really relies on the people around him to help make a lot of decisions, like Scott Guthrie, like Jason Zander, Andrew Cass, you know, what's going on in their business, and they're running their individual business, and he does take advice from a lot of people around him to truly make the right decision. So I feel like I can contribute in, you know, in a lot of ways, although I don't see myself as somebody who's the decision maker in any of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you go after this opportunity, or were you selected?
Selected's probably not the right word, but I was asked to, you know, to think about this. I was actually out on maternity leave when they when somebody asked me to think about taking on this role, and so it was an opportunity I wasn't going to turn down. So
very cool.
Here I am.
What has been the biggest surprise about this job that you didn't think that the role was going to involve?
I didn't know what this role was going to involve at all. So
did
I guess it's all
before for Soma? Or?
No.
So this is greenfield.
Yeah, Soma's never had a TA before. So when we talked about it originally, you know, there were some ideas of things that he wanted me to do and to help out with. And those we've just kind of evolved into both my interests and what would help him over the past year.
I see. So do you, like, have another TA at the company as a mentor or something?
I work, there's a monthly meeting where a lot of the TAs get together, and so I'll work with them, and we talk once a month, and that helps me understand what they're doing for their exec, what's going on in other places in the company as well, but not specifically a mentor.
So is that scary, kind of figuring out what that new job should be, or is it exciting, or both?
Both. Mm. Yeah, you know, first week, wasn't sure what was going on, or what I should do, or if I should knock and go into his office or not, you know. So
you're kind of figuring it out as you go. But, I mean, it's also cool in that you can, like, I don't know, not set your own commitments. I mean, someone, I guess, has to agree to them. But you're kind of understanding what this role should be and figuring it out for people who are going to follow you in this role.
Yeah, I could definitely figure out what areas interest me more than others, what things I want to look into, all of that. And, yeah, we'll see. I think... Any time that, you know, when I'm done with this job and somebody else comes into it, I don't think that they'll be doing the same thing that I'm doing, because I think it really depends on the person and how they work with Soma and their interests as well.
Right.
There's a lot of different areas where, you know, where he can use help, but it's best if it fits that person's goals.
Right. So the developer division at Microsoft is, you know, developing some of the geekiest, most technical technologies that we offer as a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the C++ developers are over here and all of that, the framework developers. It's pretty hardcore technical. And I know that you're in the minority as a woman. Do you feel at home here?
You know, I was in, like I told you, I started computer science in high school, and I was the only girl in the class. Mm-hmm. In college, there were 4 computer engineering females out of the entire bunch. This is normal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel any different here versus there versus anything. So I don't know to look at anything different.
Mm-hmm. But you feel like, you know, you're treated equally and fairly just like anyone else, and it's all about merit, and that's all that matters, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think I've been given a lot of good opportunities, and mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of really good women progress within the division, so I haven't seen anything one way or another. I really don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. You just do your job.
Until people ask me questions.
Until we on the Women in Technology series at Channel 9.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, should we say, Megan had no preparation, so I accidentally left her off the invite.
Jeez, Rixie.
So we just threw her in. Literally, we just showed up at her office, right, Carmine? And
yep.
She, like a deer in the headlights. We usually do better than that. So you're doing great so far, so we appreciate it. See how things get thrown at you when you're a TA?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one of the things, though, about the series, the Women in Technology series, is that it's not just you're a woman at Microsoft and we want to come talk to you. It's more about trying to understand the larger problem space mm-hmm. of why, perhaps, there's only 4 women in your computer engineering class, why most of the devs at Microsoft are not female. There are some,
mm-hmm.
certainly, even at the kernel level. We interviewed one. She does great work in the lowest levels of the system. So the question really sort of are addressing is, what's going on? Why is that the case? And certainly we need more balance, because then we'll have more perspectives.
Yeah.
Unless men and women are exactly the same. And we are, Ritzy and I argue about this all the time. There has to be some sort of conceptual differences, or the ways that we perceive and then act, that would be benefit if there would be more balance. I mean, that's just that's a hypothesis. So that's really what we're trying to explore.
Mm-hmm.
The larger problems, the larger issue.
Yeah.
What is your TA feedback on that?
My TA feedback. The only thing, you know, when I was in college and people were looking into computer science, and a lot of the reason I see people wanting to understand more about computers, well, everybody's immersed with computers. But back when I was in college, not everybody was, and what people wanted to do was really tinker with things that they had fun playing with on the computer, and a lot of that was games.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen more men mm-hmm. want to play computer games than women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say that that's changing now, but
mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a reason that people are getting into computers in the first place, more men than women. But
mm-hmm.
you know, when it comes down to it, I don't know. You know, I think
sure.
I think that's across the board with math and science.
Mm-hmm.
You see more women in arts in science than you do in math and science. And so I think it kind of follows that trend.
Sure.
Although maybe it's, you know, the even geekier side, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't have the answer.
Oh, we either do it.
We're
on a quest that guarantees a good job security.
We don't know.
Because there probably is no answer.
There's no right or wrong.
No.
There's a lot of gray on this one. Where did you go to school?
University of Notre Dame.
Ah, Fighting Irish.
Fighting Irish.
Oh.
So, but you said your mom was the chair of the math and science department at your
high
school. So, was that unusual for that position to be held by a woman?
No, I don't think so. I think in education, there's a lot of women. So, I don't.
For even the science and math area,
yeah. In fact, I think that as a major of more of the. Or another word, math and science. You know, math is a major that I think a lot of women go into as a straight, you know, math area versus computer science or other places.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's cool, because that's what I studied math in college. You can get a gig at Microsoft with a math degree. Math degrees are great,
because mm-hmm.
you could go anything technically. Like, yeah, I have a math degree.
She did take a computer science course in college. So when she used those punch cards, she actually had one, and she showed one to me the other day.
Back in the day, huh?
Yep.
Hardcore. Wow.
You know, there's an interesting story behind that, because I learned this when I was in England at the
Tables are turned.
When I was in England at the Science Museum, it turns out there were more women. There used to be the notion of computer operators, and there were more women than there were men who were operating these mammothly large, weird, low-powered computers.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was really interesting. And one of the Niners, his name is Sabat. You're out there. His mom was a computer engineer who was a computer operator, they called him back then.
Was that because it required typing skills?
No, I just keep doing that because apparently, well, actually what she really was probably doing was punching things. But anyway.
Interesting.
Can you turn the camera off of me now?
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
Yeah, that's the same
You're doing the interview.
This is the way we roll.
That was a segue that I thought was interesting because now it's completely different.
Right.
Oh, I saw that.
We are nuts. So what's on the horizon? Is there anything that you could talk about that's coming up from DevDiv that's exciting that our Niners should know about? Got Mix, Tech Ed.
You know, that's a lot of what we've been doing this week and next week is thinking about the launch and thinking about Mix and, you know, and a lot of the things coming up in the next couple of months.
So do you travel to these events or...?
I do every once in a while, but I'm not going to either of these.
So what do you do? Like, you can, if you want to know about something, you just schedule a meeting with one of someone's leaders or PUMs or whatever?
Yep.
And they better take it, damn it, right?
I don't know about that.
The TA comes in a knocking. How is your job different from someone's business manager?
So his business manager deals a lot with the, you know, with finance and with marketing and looking at budgets and headcount and, you know, and licenses and revenue and growth. And I try to stay away from a lot of that stuff and stick with the technology.
And is part of your job making recommendations around what we should invest in from a technology perspective?
Sometimes. Other times it's just, you know, wrapping up what we're currently doing or what we're looking into. And, you know, the people in the businesses are really good at looking forward and looking at what we're investing in, what spaces we need to get into, what spaces we need to continue investing in. And so a lot of it is looking towards, you know, the leaders that are already in those spaces, understanding what they're doing and helping bring that back to Soma.
So to summarize it, are you kind of basically just like taking all of this data and then synthesizing it and kind of doing it, rolling it up to him like in an executive summary type way so he can easily consume it?
Sometimes. Other times, you know, other people within their organization are doing that. It all depends on if there's an area that maybe we don't have anybody in the division focused on. Then that might be something that I look into. Or if we have incubation efforts springing up, that maybe I look at what we're doing there and see if that's fitting into our long-term plan. And
I see.
Interesting.
I see. So do you help him, like, with mid-year reviews and things like that, rhythm of the business type reviews?
That's more the business manager.
Okay. So, like, how do you, like, what big deliverables exist for you in the TA role?
Making Soma look nice.
So you mean the brains behind Soma right here.
I like it.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
So now, does it work in both directions, though? So in other words, does he come to you and say, I really want to get this kind of technical message out to you, a few folks. Help me synthesize it so that it kind of makes sense and then go deliver it to them. Okay.
Or he asks you to go and investigate something or research something?
A lot of times it's, you know, go talk to these people, figure out what's going on there. And,
and
you know, together we put together a summary for Soma.
And how often is that? How much of it is inside DevDiv versus technologies around the company?
A lot of it's within DevDiv, and a lot of it's with Microsoft Research.
Nice.
I help coordinate the effort between DevDiv and Microsoft Research to make sure that, you know, our technologies are flowing between the two. F-Sharp's an example of one that we looked at and decided to fund recently, and
nice.
Worked with the guys over in Research to help them build a business plan to figure out, you know, what areas we wanted to look at for F-Sharp, and that came out of research. Another really good one that came out of research that I wasn't involved with, but was generics. That was a project that sprung out of research, and now...
Same dude, too. Don
yeah.
Sine.
Yep.
Nice, hitting home runs.
Yep.
Right on.
Smart guy.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Let me ask you this question, though. What is it about F-Sharp that you thought that would be a good idea that it would be productized?
It hits a little bit of a different segment than our I'd say are breadth languages. Mm. So VB, C#, C++, you know, breadth languages, they cover a lot of different things. Mm. F# as a functional language can, you know, can help us with, you know, maybe more scientific or functional or math computing,
mm-hmm.
Or in high-performance computing spaces.
Sure.
They're working with our parallel computing efforts.
Nice.
Places like that. So it's a little bit different. It's not just another breadth language. It's got a niche to it.
Cool. And you guys have the parallel extensions people. Mm-hmm. Although are they in Building 42? Joe Duffy and his crew?
They were in Building 41.
Now they're in 99? I can't remember.
I forgot where they moved.
Sorry. I've been doing a lot of work with them, but in the end, you guys own that.
Yes. That effort's with Underlin Hill in Developer Division.
Cool.
You don't have to say the specific number, but are there like a couple thousand people in Thomas Group?
I think around 2,500 or so.
Wow.
I don't have the exact numbers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So big.
But, yeah.
Would you say that the TA role, that it demands a person who has a strong technical background? Or do you think a person could be successful in the TA role as long as they're just really passionate about the technology?
I think you do, because you're involved with a lot of different technologies. You have to at least have some technical background to understand the breadth of it, because it isn't an area that you can just go look at and be smart and dig deep into one area at a time. You're looking at a lot of things from top level, and you need to be able to kind of distill information. So having a background, I think, is helpful.
And do you like that your job today is all about the breadth versus going deep on just one area?
Yeah, I do.
Does that keep it interesting? And
it does. You know, it might be after this job's done, I might want to go deep again into an area, but for a while, it's fun to pop up and look at the breadth of everything.
How long have you been doing this gig?
It was a year in January.
Nice.
Cool. Now that Scott Guthrie is a vice president, I wonder if he'll get a TA, or will you be his TA by extension?
He just hired a business manager last week, I think, who's probably going to be doing a little bit of a mix of business manager and TA. So,
cool.
That would be an interesting role, because Scott is pretty technical.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Soma's not.
Right.
But Scott, you know, he writes 8-part blog entries that he stays up all night writing. I mean,
yeah.
He's an exceptional. I don't know that he would need one, but then again, who knows? One of the questions I would ask you is the notion of, when you think about the company at large, there's a lot of redundancy, technical redundancy that happens. Like, you have people innovating in the same space, and they come up with their solution, and then you have DevDiv who comes up with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get involved with that political warfare? And it's not always warfare, but do you get involved with that sort of, you know, technical, like, one group says, hey, we just created this technology that's going to be killer for this set of problems, and then you're like, well, we just developed this one.
Yeah, sometimes I look at it and I, you know, I help facilitate conversations between the right people.
Mm-hmm.
I try to stay out of politics.
Okay.
Try to stick with what the technologies are. If they are really going after the same place, or if they're slightly different in how they're going to best suit the customer in the right way,
mm-hmm.
and try to get the right people talking.
Cool. Well, I think this is a job I might want to do. Is a political advisor too? Because I can assure you that we need them. But very cool. That's interesting.
That is very cool. And Ray Ozzie, our chief software architect, has a woman TA.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other women TAs? I think David Baskovich has one.
Yes. There's a couple. Will Poole, his TA is a woman. I'm sure there's a few more.
That's good though.
Yeah.
Do you know how many TAs there are at the company?
I don't.
Would you say like 20?
Probably around 20 to 30, somewhere in there.
Very cool.
It's a very interesting role.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I think, look, do you have any more questions? He always has one last question.
Do I have? I asked my redundancy political question. But I think it's cool. One question I would ask, though, is do you ever, engage? One of the things we like to do in Channel 9 is really get behind the scenes and understand what goes on. So, like, for example, do you ever walk into Soma's office and sort of, I wouldn't say argue, but debate with him about technical stuff? Be like, well, that's really not the way that, you know, do you understand what I mean?
Probably not at the level of how something works technically,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we'll debate over, you know, what we should do in a certain area or not.
Cool.
And do you feel comfortable doing that, pushing back on him and disagreeing with him, and he's open to that?
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
And sometimes you win?
I think so.
Excellent.
That's a give and take.
Well, great job for not wanting to do this.
For no preparation or notice.
Yeah.
That's the way we roll, isn't it?
You know it. You just roll in and roll out.
No, thank you very much. This is excellent.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.